And we start off this hour talking with the two-time defending Mountain West champs from San Diego State, head coach Rocky Long. And it looks like the media coach Long thinks you guys are going to be in the championship game again. I didn't see a first-place vote going to anybody else. Is this San Diego State team as experienced as the last ones? How would you compare what you've got this year versus the last two?
Going into the season, it's not even close to as good a football team as we've had the last 2 years. I think that I understand them picking us because we've got, on the western side, we've got three brand-new head coaches. So, in my opinion, what that means is they're going to be more enthusiastic. We're going to have a big target on our backs. They're going to come out with the enthusiasm and effort to beat us. So there's probably they'll want to beat us worse than they have in the last 2 years, and we don't have near the experience. Now, we have good football players. I'm not saying we don't. A lot of them are very, very young and haven't played before, so how quickly they mature is all about how good we're going to be.
Well, you kind of steal some of the ideas of what we'd say with Coach Harsin. He's got a lot of new faces this year, too, people like him on the mountainside for Boise State. So how do you bring a team like that on to try to get them to where those last two were?
Well, you can only do it by playing football. And early on, we play UC Davis the first game, but we also play Arizona State and Stanford the next two games. That'll be plenty of preseason for them to mature. Now, I hope we don't get beat up so bad that we don't think we can win after those three games. But that's a great way to get some maturity, great way to get some experience. And we'll probably be playing teams of the same level of the teams we have to beat in the league to win the league.
I know you. We know you have Rashad Penny back and some great defensive players, but you mentioned youth. And you've got it along that O-line, which is such a key to controlling so many things for you. How talented are they? I mean, what kind of a group is this for you, and how fast do they need to come along?
Well, for us to be successful early on in the season, they have to come along real quickly. Now, I don't know if they can do that or not, but they're pretty. I mean, they're big, and they're strong, and they're very athletic. But they're 18 years old, too. You know, a couple of them don't even shave yet, so... And, you know, my experience tells me that they're going to get out there against Arizona State or Stanford. There might be some 22- and 23-year-old guys that weigh 300 pounds on the other side of the line of scrimmage. So I'm guessing they're going to get their comeuppance a little bit. But they're very talented kids, and they're big and strong and all that. And as soon as they decide not to take it anymore, then we'll be pretty good.
Coach, what about this group of five argument? I don't see San Diego State coming up enough or often to be the group of five choice to play in that New Year's Day Six Bowl. You've done such great things, great program. I don't know that you give much thought of that, but you do think about worlds outside of San Diego. Where is San Diego State's place in the group of five? Why isn't it closer to the top?
Well, I mean, let's be honest about this. The resources between the Group of Five and the Power Five is astronomical, and it's getting bigger every single day. So in our league, the majority of the teams in our league are batting with a much smaller stick than those teams in those leagues. That does not mean you can't get it done, because young people believe they can do a lot of things, and if you do a good job of evaluating and developing at a certain level, they can play at the same level as those guys that came out of high school with five stars behind their names. Okay? I think it's much more difficult for anybody that's not in a Power Five to do the kind of things Boise State did a few years ago. First of all, you got to be good enough that they let you into that one game and one game only. And if you're good enough to get in that one game, you got a chance to win it. And the Power Five guys don't like that. So they would just assume you not be in at all.
Right.
But I really believe in, I don't know what year it is, when all those TV contracts come out or come up for renewal with the Power Five teams, there's going to be another shift of teams. Okay? And I actually believe when they do that, they're going to extend the tournament to eight teams instead of four. So every one of their champions, all five of their champions get in. It won't be for us, but it'll be so every one of their five champions. And what they'll do is take the best non-Power Five team or the best group of five team and put them in the tournament. And once every 5 or 6 years, that team's going to be good enough to win it. So I'm all for that.
Now, when you look at the idea of getting to the New Year's Six, you basically have to win two games against two teams that are pretty good in the Pac-12. you want to have a shot at it, you got to beat Stanford. You got to beat Arizona State this year, right? So how does San Diego State early in the season with a young team go about trying to beat those guys?
We don't worry about it. We go after every team the same way. The best thing about the players in our program, our players have confidence in themselves. They believe in what we do, and they believe in how we do it. So we don't really care who we play. We try to approach it the exact same way, no matter who it is. Let everybody else talk about how big those games are. And the truth of the matter is, if we're going to be the sixth guy or something, or the non-power five guys that gets in one of those bowl games, we've got to win them all. So it doesn't matter. Whenever you have a letdown any time during the season, which we did a couple times last year, if you lose those games, you're not going. You're not going. Even if you might be the best non-power five team, but you're not going unless you win them all. So you just go into those games. I mean, we're looking at those games as very difficult for us, but really good for our young guys. Really, really good. And guess what? If our young guys play good, we're good enough to win them too. So we'll see how that works.
Rocky, what is your stance now on this stadium issue? What do you think? what do you want to see? Because I know you'd like to be coaching extended through 2020.
Well, number one, they don't ask my opinion. And number two, I have no influence. But I do have a personal opinion, even though it doesn't mean anything, I have an opinion. I think the powers to be right now, including San Diego State, our athletic director, and the city council and our mayor, I think they are in negotiations right now and will have the best interests of San Diego State and the city all in the same deal. What I would like as a head coach is an extension on the lease that we're in the stadium we're in now, until they find out the acreage they want to sell San Diego State and then let San Diego State build their own stadium. Now, that's a long, that's 4, 5, 6 years or whatever. I think the people that have the power and the judgment to do that, I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
Rocky Long joining us. He is the head coach of San Diego State. Bob and Cave's here down here at the Cosmopolitan from the Mountain West Media Summit. So what would a new stadium do if they put it, say one that kind of looks like Broncos Stadium, 35,000-40,000 seats, I think, mm-hmm. is what you guys have been talking about. How much does a new stadium at that site help your team?
I think it would help in recruiting some, mm-hmm. not a whole lot. I'm not a believer that you can't do it without a stadium. I'm not a believer you can't do it without 14 or 15 different helmets or uniforms. Mm-hmm. I'm a believer if you evaluate correctly and develop players correctly that you can have a good team no matter what the problems are. I would think it would really help our fan base. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If they could get into a stadium that has all the new bells and whistles electronically and all that, and we average over about 35,000 people to a game now that looks like nobody in a 70,000-seat stadium, you put 35,000 people into a 35,000-seat stadium, and all of a sudden now it's a special atmosphere, which would actually give us a better chance or easier chance to win. But it's more of a social event. If you want fans to keep coming, it's a social event. And people love being with 35,000 other people. If they're stuck there and they're yelling and screaming and it's shoulder to shoulder and there's excitement on the field, so I think it would really help our fan base. It would help recruiting some too, but we don't run our program where that stuff matters.
Back on the field with Rashad and Donnell gone, what are we going to see is that difference? He was on the field a lot last year. It's not like we don't know who he is, but I think we're going to see a lot more of him. Or, as I understand, somebody else told me, I think, that is it true, Coach, you may be throwing it 50, 60 times a game and opening it up? That wasn't true?
No, that's not true.
Oh, okay.
With the young offensive line early in the season, we have an experienced quarterback in Christian Chapman, and we have a couple of experienced wide receivers. Early in the season where our offensive linemen are getting their feet under them, we might have to throw it a little bit more than we want to. But I thought DJ Pumphrey was the best running back in the country last year, and I think Rashad Penny's the best running back in the country this year. They have completely different styles. And you've seen Rashad, and you've seen Pumphrey, so you know they're built as far apart as they can be, too. But he's a complete running back. He can catch the ball. He can break tackles. He can outrun people. He's 220 pounds. And then his backup is a little bit more like Pumphrey. He's about 5'8" and 180 pounds and a juker and a jiver. And we win because we control the clock and we can run the ball. And it helps our defense play better, too, that we can do that. So we're not changing our philosophy.
Oh, that was not true then, huh?
No.
Fake news, Coach?
Yeah, it might be fake news, but our quarterback might have to throw it a little bit more this year than he did last year.
And the one thing that surprised me, no players on the preseason. Now, preseason and a dollar will get you a soda in the machine.
Yeah.
But no players. So does that mean you're going to have a young team? You have to bring people along on the defensive side of the ball?
What it means, in my opinion, is last year we had all these guys that made all conferences juniors, so everybody knew who they were. Those guys were seniors last year, so they were the name guys, and they don't know that we have pretty good players on defense too. But that's fine. I like it that way. It's going to be mentioned to our defense when we start practice too that nobody thinks any of them can play.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll tell them all that, Coach. I don't know if they'll get that message. But last thing about recruiting, it seems like from what I'm seeing, verbals are high. Recruiting's going very well for you. You're up to 9 or 10 kids from Texas that are coming down to Southern California, plus you got that base. As you look at the future of your program recruiting-wise, where do you see your kids coming from, and where's the momentum for you?
Well, you're right. Recruiting so far has gone very well. You never know until they sign. But
sure.
It's gone very well. We have more local kids, more San Diego kids committed to us than ever before. I think it's 8 or 9 guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they committed early, and they want to be part of our program, which is kind of exciting to all of us. 70% of our kids are from California.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a little trouble recruiting San Diego, but it seems like that's turning around too. And then the rest of our team is from all over Arizona, Nevada. We have them from the South. We have Georgia and Florida, and we have maybe 12 kids from the state of Texas. And so recruiting's going good right now, but it'd be funny on those guys might change their mind if we don't play well.
Coach, thanks for your time. We'll see you in mid-October.
All right. Thanks for having me.
And that is head coach Rocky Long of the San Diego State Aztecs.